Hello and welcome to episode 56 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is an Xbox 360 owner.
Yes, I am an Xbox 360 owner, which will take us to our topic of the week.
Ray gets a 360. That's quite a topic right there. We could go on for
hours. Yeah, honestly. Well, not only that, but I also got a HD TV as well.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Wow, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I jumped in, right? As they like to call it.
Jump in, yeah. Oh. That's what...
Yeah, let me just say, Res in HD is amazing. I love that game enough already, but now I'm just like drooling over it constantly. Oh my gosh.
Well, how big is the TV?
It's 400 inches.
Oh wow! It would look good in the 400 inches.
No, it's 32.
Very nice.
Now it doesn't seem so amazing, but yeah.
But that's in your room, right?
I mean, yes.
You're like 6 inches from the screen, so it probably feels like 400 inches, right?
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Well, cool. It's funny because I kind of did the same thing. I got the HDTV right around the same time as the 360. It's kind of like, if you're going to have the HD console, then you really need the TV for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was always at, was I didn't want a 360 until I had an HD TV. So, I mean, buying them both at once kind of helps assure that, but...
I see you've been busy. Your gamer score is like 600 or something, over 600 already.
Is that good?
Well, mine's only like 4,000, and I've had the thing for a year, so...
Okay, yeah.
You're going to pass me soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, I'll need more games to play on it that I'm really into. Like with Sonic Unleashed and Res, I'm just, like, digging in to everything. It's
right.
Just depressing, because I played so much of Res in college. I mean, a lot of Res, and I had tons of high scores saved. And none of that gets carried over, unfortunately. So I'm like, oh, I've done this achievement before, but oh well, I'll do it again.
The achievements definitely make things a lot more fun, because... When I do get into a game, I mean, there's a couple games maybe that I've really maxed out the, or been close to maxing out the score or the achievements on, and
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the video game.
Yes, I played the Match Your Pony mini game.
All right.
36 hours, and yep, got that one. That was worth 5 points, so. Really
dress in really horrible clothes. Accomplished.
What's nice is when you really get into a game, it's like there's one or two other things to really aim for that makes it worthwhile. I know in Brawl you've kind of done your own achievements, like with a game that you're really into on the Wii, you know, there are those trophies and stuff, but you know,
right.
For you personally, you're like, I wonder what this would do, or I wonder what, you know, you kind of just explore on your own, but having a little bit of guidance is kind of nice too, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, being able to have other people see it as well is pretty
right.
cool too.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how many gamer points I'd have if they had that on the Wii?
I do not want to know.
I just look at like my game library, I'm like, holy crap, I've got so much of that stuff just like 100%ed. You know, I could totally rake in a lot of gamer points for that.
You'd be the guy in the joystick article that's like, somebody has finally topped 1,000,000 points. You know, it's like, this would only be possible if you played 12 hours a day since the console was released. You know.
And the great thing is, like, really crappy games I'd have maxed out as well. You know, like,
yeah.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something. I think I did quite a bit in that.
Well, I saw an article about, like, if you really want to max out your score, like, here are the 5 games to do that in, like, the shortest amount of time. And
yeah.
So one, like, real kiddie game, it's like, do a combo, like a regular combo move, get 300 points or something. I'm like, give me a how does that get approved? Because that's, like, the equivalent of, like, beating Halo 3, you know? It's like, come on.
It's like, I get a little depressed, though, because, yeah, some of those points are not distributed evenly.
Right.
I mean, some of the things that I'm asked to do in Sonic Unleashed, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, oh, and I get 10 points for that? Give me a freaking break, people! That should be worth, like, 100. That is some top-notch stuff going on.
So are you impressed with the... I guess you never got to really play around with the old dashboard, but...
I got to play with it for about 20 minutes.
Oh, you did before the update?
Right. I was kind of lost with the old dashboard, just trying to find things. And now I'm still kind of lost in the new one, but just in different ways. I don't really like having... Like, I like having my console be my console, so I don't like to see lots of, like, here's what's new windows all over, or the latest
updates. It doesn't seem like there's way too much of that.
Yeah, it just seems like there's too much. And I would be annoyed if, like, on the Wii console, if, like, four of your 12 channels were, like... coming soon, this, or download this here, like, advertisements constantly.
It's more like 50% or more, because it's like...
Oh, yeah.
There's the Spotlight channel, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
There's the events, there's Inside Xbox. I mean, those all sound like the same thing to me, and I don't really know the difference.
I wish I could turn them off. You can turn one of them off, but not all of them.
Well, that wouldn't be so bad as long as, you know, my Xbox was right next to, like, Friends, and that was right next to... Game Marketplace, but they're all kind of spread out. So I end up scrolling through the whole thing just to find the friends, and it's just not organized that well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, with it, I also got, like, Lego Indiana Jones and Kung Fu Panda, which, like, I'm going to be staying up all night playing Kung Fu Panda.
1,000 points on Kung Fu Panda. I want to see it. All the achievements. Have you tried those games out, or what?
I haven't yet, no. I think I'm going to wait to play Indiana Jones until my brother comes over for Christmas.
And, well, especially because it's just the first trilogy and it doesn't get into the crappy fourth movie, right?
Oh, Well, that's your opinion.
I know. And it's the only
wrong
opinion
podcast.
That counts.
Wrong podcast, Tim. Come on.
If Eddie's listening, I hate the fourth Indiana Jones movie. That movie just nuked the fridge.
Okay, you're done. You're done. I gotta say, though, it's weird owning it, because it's really not me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just not me. Like green, not my color at all. So having green be everywhere, I'm just like, oh, this is not me. I feel like I'm stepping into, like, a crowd that I have never been a part of, really. It's kind of creepy. It's very awkward. Like, when I got the Wii right at home, mm-hmm. for some reason, just the way it looks and feels, I'm like, yeah, this is exactly who I am. Stepping into the world of Xbox, though, I'm like, I don't know if I belong here, but I'm going to enjoy my little pie of it. Like, for instance, I had some people recommend I download Mirror's Edge.
Mm, yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll give it a shot. So I download it. You know, graphics are really pretty. I'm doing the tutorial. I'm running around, jumping on things, grabbing ledges. And I was just kind of like, no, it doesn't really do anything for me. I'm like, it looks like a great game.
Mm-hmm.
It plays well, and it looks pretty fun, but it's just not my kind of game. Like, this is just not me. So, like, which seems strange, because I'm all about, like, you know, fast action, running, and platforming, and it's like, I could totally see where this game goes, but it's like, it's just not me. And I just feel odd. I feel bad saying that, because I can tell it's a cool game, but it's a strange feeling for me.
I'm not into Halo. I don't play Halo at all, but on the other hand, Call of Duty 4 really, you know, caught my attention, and so for me it's a little hit and miss, because I'll download a lot of demos of, like, the big games that are coming out, and they don't do anything for me. Like, Mirror's Edge is one of those. I downloaded the demo and I played it, and it was cool, and I just didn't like it. And it's like, how can
I'm not in a parallel universe then. Okay,
I think
sweet.
We might be on the same page here with some of this stuff, but it is a little strange, and I don't play online that much either, unless mm-hmm. it's, like, with my brother or something. And when I play online, it's usually something like Aegis Wing, you know, some, like, a little mm-hmm. Xbox Live arcade game, you know. And so I don't fit that exact mold of the 360 owner either, but there's definitely plenty of quality stuff there that you can find those hidden gems that you do really enjoy. And I guess you've found one of those so far, huh?
Yeah, Res HD is just freaking out of this world.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a game where I'm like, I love this game to death, but it's not for everyone. Right. You know, like, I don't know if I can recommend this to many people. Like, for me, it's perfect. I love it.
Yeah. And I played the demo when it came out, and because, you know, I'd heard so much about it, and I'd actually wanted to get it when it was on the Dreamcast, but it was so hard to find. And
oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and all this stuff, and I played the demo, and I'm like, I don't really get what's so great about this game. So,
yeah,
you know,
I do.
Yeah, I know. You totally recommended it, and I was like, not really my cup of tea here. Did you want to talk about Unleashed at all, or...?
Yeah, we can get into that with the comic, with a little bit of comic talk. This week we had our From Dawn Till Dusk comic. You want to say what our original idea was?
Gosh, I don't even remember what our original idea was.
We're going to have what playing Sonic Unleashed is like, and then show me in a roller coaster with like a Sonic face for the front of the coaster. Just like with my arms up in the air, like, wee! Like, that's it. Just running around a roller coaster, you know, no control, and have somebody sitting next to me with like a chip mask on or something, you know? And then we're like, oh, and then we should do something for like the Werehog one as well to show like what the Werehog gameplay is like, and maybe it'd be like whack-a-mole or something, you know, we don't know.
Yeah.
Eventually we're just kind of like, you know, we can't figure out the Werehog one, let's try a different idea. And so you had come up with this comic, basically. And originally, I mean, it was just going to be what's, you know, Sonic Unleashed, and that's it. But then I played the 360 version, I'm like, okay, this problem is not in the 360 version.
Right.
Like,
it didn't. It was not a universal issue.
This is not a universal issue at all. And so I'm like, okay, well, we're going to have to say this is the Wii version now, or else I won't feel good about myself.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with it. I think it was tough to figure out how to do that transition at the end, like, to really know when it turned... You know, get across that it quickly turned from day to night.
Yeah,
and I know you wanted to get away from, like, cutting off his text balloon, but...
Yeah, I really wanted to be, like, set it up in a way where you don't see the ending coming,
mm-hmm.
you know? And if you see someone say something like, you know, I got a need for a and then it stops halfway, you're like, okay, something abrupt is about to happen next panel. Let me think, it's probably going to change back to night. You know, that you, then the mind starts to wander there. And I was like, is there a way that we can do this comic where we don't have them guessing what's going to happen in the last panel? And so maybe they could say something that would make it look like there's going to be an answer in the next panel. Like, well, what do you want to do first, Chip? And then, like, switch it next panel all night. Like, already? Seriously? And it just wasn't working out because it's just so abrupt of a change. You can't tell if it's immediate change or if it's, like, later on. And so, yeah, you're like, let's just add the dashed lines in it. And they work. But I'm striving for those little details. If we can nail that better next time.
Yeah.
It was a hard puzzle, and I didn't quite solve it.
Yeah, I didn't know how to do it either.
So I mean, I played Sonic Unleashed on 360, and I was pretty much just blown away. I'm like, this game is so much different in pretty much every level. Granted, cutscenes are the same, story's the same, voices are just as horrible. But it's like, so many things were better. The level design is much better. You actually have things going on in the Werehog stage besides running from room to room, breaking boxes in the corner. You know, it's like, wow, there's actually like just hidden rooms. There's better switches. There's more platforming elements and puzzles going on. And I'm like, this is just a lot better. And then the Sonic stages especially, it was clear to me that I mean, they talk about it using the Hedgehog engine, which is the new engine used to play the Sonic levels. I don't think that engine exists in the Wii version. I think the Wii version is, like, their best attempt at recreating the Hedgehog engine, but not very well, because things would just screw up half the time. It's like, you know what, I just can't stay on this track very well, or I'm trying to curve down here, and it just throws me off. And with the 360 version, though, it was just very tight controls. Little things, like when you get off a grind, you do a little jump trick, and, oh, the homing attacks were a little better, and the boost system was... how much as you want or little as you want, just everything was improved. I was just like, this is incredible. Level design's awesome. And then you
now,
have like
is
the
it,
go
is
ahead.
It incredible is it incredible in the sense that you haven't seen a 3D Sonic game this good since, you know, a different
since Sonic Adventure 2
era?
Because
yeah.
Honestly, when I played Sonic Adventure 2's demo the first time, early high or middle of high school, I think, I was just like, this is awesome. Like, after doing that first level, I just had, like, just all these fantasies all day about, like, how awesome Sonic was and how great it felt to run that fast and do all those tricks and how great it looked. And, I mean, ever since then, I've never had that feeling before. I've always kind of been like, yeah, it's all right, you know, controls are kind of there. Graphics aren't as good as what they were in Sonic Adventure 2. This is the first game where I'm like, this is it. I'm getting those feelings back again. And we're like, this is just awesome. Like, someone finally got something right over there, and they just totally flew with it, because it is fantastic to play. I'm so happy about how the Sonic levels work. I'm just like, this is exactly where we should have been with Sonic Heroes, but they went just an oddball direction from there on out. So there's a bias, obviously. Like, just seeing Sonic in HD with nice graphics, just walking around, I'm like, that brings really cool feelings to me, you know? Whereas most people are like, yeah, whatever, Sonic walking, big whoop-de-doo. Right. So, there's a bias to it all. But, I mean, if you've ever been a big Sonic fan, like, if you've been a fan of Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, for sure, there's no reason why you can't like this game. This game's just awesome compared. I mean, to me, it's like Sonic Adventure 3, so I'm pretty happy.
But here's my real question is, Why do you think there's such a disconnect between your opinion of the Wii versus the 360 and, so far, what I've seen reviewers give, you know, on Metacritic? I'm seeing, like, well, last time I checked, it was, what, 72 for the Wii version and 66 for the 360 version. That seems a little strange to me.
Honestly, I don't know. I really, like, how about I just say, you know, let's hold off for that. We'll get to more of that with the Black Dew Awards.
Okay. I just want to update, though. It's now a 64 for the 360 review. They range from 40 to 90, but besides the 90, the high was 72.
Wow.
So they're all pretty, there's 40, a couple 50s, they're all pretty much like 60 or 70. So it's pretty bad. That's 12 reviews.
Like,
but we will get to that. We'll
okay, I got a lot to say about that.
I know. So we're going to get back to that. So,
well, for every great comment comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different.
Well, what do you got?
All right, that means you don't have yours ready. My suggestion box goes to Mark Chow, who says, "All I have to say is Dark Gaia on all versions was epic. Fail, that is." He's referring to the final boss in Sonic Unleashed, which I have to agree, okay? We got a problem with the ending of Sonic Unleashed, which is, as great as I think the game is, they're still doing a few things that are not cool, one of which is, hey, let's have a gigantic monster villain for the end boss, and then let's have Super Sonic fight him with, like, orchestral music playing in the style of the main theme. It's just like, no, this is not, like, I don't understand whose idea of it is, like, hey, we need to have an ending like the Power Rangers in every Sonic game possible. Like, we need to make it the most epic battle ever. So we're gonna have a gigantic monster fighting Sonic at the center of the earth. Like, this is, like, I'm just looking at an image of this ending, which I'm not gonna spoil it, but there's some really stupid crap that goes on before Super Sonic, which is just the most ridiculous Power Rangers crap I've ever seen in my life. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, I'm looking at the screen, and I think, this in no way looks like a Sonic game at all. There's nothing here that would say, oh, that's Sonic, obviously. Like, no. Like, we need to make, like, a checklist, all right? Have the next developer's director go off the check, you know, basically do a multiple choice and be like, you know, does Sonic need a brand new character for this game? Yes or no? And it's like, no would be the correct answer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Next question, does Super Sonic need to fight a gigantic monster at the end of the game? No, he does not need to do that. Like, correct. Like, we need one of those to go through just to help sift through all the bad directors.
Yeah, sounds like they can't get away from this whole...
But yeah, there's weird things that they're still attached to, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I don't see... Sonic, to me, when I compare Sonic and Mario, it's like Mario is a fun game. It's all about gameplay, and they don't try to do, like, this epic thing. I mean, the one thing you and I laughed about was in Mario Galaxy, they sort of started to make the the battles with Bowser like this epic thing, and this music was, it's like, no, those are like comical battles, you know, like, Bowser's in a clown ship, you know, it's like funny stuff.
Right, I mean, you can make it epic by making it difficult, okay? Well, you know, if you make it really difficult, then it's epic. Otherwise, it's just another fight.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that was the first time that the Mario franchise maybe started to stray in that direction. But Sonic just always is doing all this epic stuff and humans and this and that. And it's like, stay in your own little universe. You know, he should be killing bad guys and little bunny rabbits should fly out of him. And,
see, it just makes it worse because some fans grab onto it. Like, I need this as the ending. I mean, I saw message boards of Sonic fans like, so is the... is the orchestrated version of the theme song cooler than the last final battle music? You know, it's like, no, they're all the same.
They're all awful.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they're all comparing. They're comparing which giant monster was the biggest and baddest of them all. There are like five or six of them that they could talk about.
I mean, what happened to old Green Hill Zone music? You know,
like, what happened to just an epic battle against Robotnik? That's what I want to know. Right? Yeah. It's like, you can make that epic. Just make it simple and epic. That's all you need. And that would be great. We don't need a giant monster that's going to destroy the entire Earth. I mean, goodness, people. We've had him save the entire Earth how many times now? Let's get off that story.
So you'd say it was kind of hit and miss, that the gameplay's there, but the story is still...
Yeah, I mean, there's things that you shouldn't like about it, for sure. And there are things to just cherish with everything that you have. And... it's hard to describe, but I'd say overall, like, I think the gameplay is good. I think the structure is pretty decent. I don't know what, like, I mean, here's an example, okay? People are like, oh, I get to the next world, you know, like the new stage that I have to play, but I don't have enough, like, moon coins, and I have to get more. It's like, why don't I have to go around collecting more moon coins before I can go to the next level? What's up with that? I don't want to have to go back to other levels and play those to earn more. It's like, what game does that sound like to you? I don't know, yeah. Mario 64, go back, get more stars on those levels, and then, you know, go to the next world. Okay, now I have enough stars to get through this door. Sweet. I mean, it's the same sort of thing, but it's like people find it as a chore now. I'll get into this more on the Black Doom Awards.
All right.
There's a lot
to
be said there.
Yeah, that's going to be a long block. We're going to just have to do... next week, we will do the Black Doom Award for this week. But anyhow, my comment of the week, actually, it's kind of a multifaceted thing here. I was pretty impressed. I put the post up about Ray getting the 360 and share the gamer tag, and so I guess you've got a bunch of friends now, right?
Oh yeah, many. I've been very happy about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
and actually,
I've been really happy to be able to just talk with some of them and say hi and thank them. That's, I mean, I'm probably more excited to talk to them than they are to me.
But I was more impressed with, I guess, the influence you have, Ray, over some of our readers.
Yeah, what the heck?
I counted, like, about five people that are like, that's it, I need to get a 360 now because Ray got one. I'm like, really? We gotta do everything Ray does, right?
I cannot believe that.
It was fun. I heard, you know, Road J Cat said something, Steve-O's, even Lewellick was kind of like, if I was done with my PS2 games, I would get one. And Num talked about it. And then I think probably the best one was Igor Pwned. He says, whoa, he got one? Now it's official. I need a 360. I have a PS3, 2, 1, Wii, GameCube, plus a lot of retro consoles. But if Ray got one, I'm getting one the next chance I have. It's like, wow. I think we need some advertisers just to have Ray's face next to a product, because obviously it's going to sell like hotcakes, you know?
Next weekend I'm going to be jumping off a cliff. So.
No, I just expect the 360 to sell about a million consoles this month. You know, Ray got one, so. But that was pretty funny. But I'm excited about it too, because, you know, hopefully you and I can find some fun games to play online, and you know, I think I have a renewed interest in online play, so looking forward to it.
Well, it's time. It's cold, dreary, Things are not looking good, people. We already have rain sound effects. Get out of here. It's the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Whoa.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. I said that last week. Professor Pickle.
Professor who? Pick?
Pickle. I mean Black Doom.
Wow. Professor. So, Black Doom. I'm going to go first because I don't know how long yours is going to be.
Go for it.
I have a trio of Black Doom, Black
Friday. Oh my gosh.
Doom, Black Friday awards. The first one was, I saw a video on Drudge. I don't know if you saw this, but it was like in a Walmart or a Sam's Club, and it was a bunch of people, like, there was a pile of 360s, and they were all clamoring for them. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I did.
We need to put a link up of that or something, but it's like they're all fighting over the last 360. I'm like, wait a second, this isn't the Wii, right? I mean, 360s are in pretty good supply, you know? I mean, I'm guessing there was a deal on it or whatever. And it looked like the bundle that had Guitar Hero 3 inside of it, because it was a real big box. But still, it's like, I would never get in a situation where I'm literally... I have one end of a box and somebody else is the other, and we're just tugging back and forth, you know?
The selfishness just kills me with
that's
stuff
just,
like that.
Yeah, that's like... way, way, way below me. I would never do that. And so that was just kind of sad to me. You know, even worse, and on a more serious note, I think a lot of people heard about the Walmart employee that was trampled to death in New York. And, I mean, that's not specifically video game related, but it's worth noting. It's like...
Right.
I don't know... what is inside of people, like this whole mob mentality or whatever, where you could do something like that. Like, they took the doors off the hinges, there was like 2,000 people waiting outside the Walmart, and they just stormed the place, you know, and I don't know, that's just a really sad situation.
I think part of it is they just, I guess they just don't feel like it's actually going to be a problem. You know, it's like,
I mean,
where everyone's partying, you know, and, oh, we're just having a good time, and then something really bad happens because no one's using their brain.
Right.
Right? It's just like, oh, man, I didn't think it would come to this. It's like...
Well, and it's like, if everyone else is doing it, then you don't feel like you're culpable, you know?
Right,
it's like, well, it was the group, it was all of them, it was everybody.
Well, I ran over him real quick, but, you know, I'm sure he's okay, I don't know.
And then there was like an 8-month pregnant woman that got knocked over. Luckily, she's okay. It's just like unbelievable. Not worth whatever deal you got, whatever material thing you got.
No, it's not. It never is.
Ugh. So, anyhow, my last one is a little more lighthearted, but I did go to Target on Black Friday to help my wife pick up some things. And, we got in this line, and there was one of the checkout stands, they're like, you go through one to get to the other, they're like back-to-back, and one of them was closed, and there was a lady there, and what I gathered from the situation was that she handed the checker her driver's license, they were checking her ID versus the credit card or something like that, and they lost her driver's license. I'm just trying to figure out how that happens, because, I mean, what did they have it for, like 3 seconds or something? And she maybe set it down or whatever, but she had been there a half an hour by the time we got in the line, and she was looking, like, in between every plastic bag, and the manager was, like, tore the whole checkout thing apart. That's why the thing was closed, because... I mean, they tore it all apart, and they were looking for this license. And I just felt bad for the lady. She's, like, on the verge of tears, you know, and... I mean, I wouldn't have been that distraught over it, but... Right. I just couldn't believe the worker lost her driver's license in the 3 seconds. The 3 seconds that she had it in her hand. It's like... The only thing I could think of was that somebody stole it, you know? Like, I don't know, for whatever reason, they took it, but... That was an unfortunate mishap on Black Friday that I witnessed. But I made out all right with my online deals. I recommend everybody just stay home and get the deals without fighting.
So you
didn't
kill anyone then?
I didn't trample anybody, no.
Good.
Just a few kittens, you know. The kittens got in the way. I just ran him over with my cart.
All right. Well, my Black Doom Award is obviously going to go to reviewers who don't have it together when they're reviewing the 360 and Wii versions of this game. Let me give you an example here, okay? Here's a quote from the Eurogamer review for the Wii. It said, "So let's not get carried away. Sonic Unleashed on the Wii is a very different game to its lumpy 360 and PS3 counterparts, and that's a good thing, but it's still not quite a return to form. Stripped of unnecessary narrative nonsense and forced to use new camera views and level designs, it's simply a more satisfying rendition of the same thing, more faithful to the original series and undoubtedly the version that Sonic fans should pick up. The Werehog character remains a clumsy fit, and Unleashed is no great shakes when considered against today's top-tier platforms. But if nothing else, it's at least less frustrating and therefore more fun to play than its rather ugly sisters on the HD consoles." I'm just reading this, I'm like, what are you freaking talking about? Yeah, ugly sisters? It's boggling my mind half the time, because I'm thinking to myself, like, you do realize there are like 28 Werehog stages and seven to eight Sonic stages in the Wii version, right? Like, do we have that through our heads yet? Because that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous ratio. And for people to be like, oh, it's, you know, undoubtedly the version Sonic fans should pick up. Like, I'm a Sonic fan. I played them both. And there's no question in my mind the Wii version is just really, really lame. Like, it's just bad. And to me, the level design, huh? it's so frustrating, because I'm just like, am I just in an alternate universe right now? I just don't know how people can like the Wii version over the 360 version. There's just no comparison.
Well, I'm kind of comparing on Metacritic what some of these, like site to site, like Game Daily, for instance, gave the Wii version a 70 and the 360 version a 50.
You can't give that game a 50. It is not deserving of a 50.
I'm trying to figure out why, and all it says, like, for the 360 version, it says, you know, sorry, but we refuse to pay $50 for something that's partially enjoyable. But it's like, the part that's enjoyable on the 360 version is a greater amount than the partial, you know, that's enjoyable on the Wii version, right?
Yeah, seriously.
So how can they say that?
I don't know. It's stupid. I'm like, did you play the same game as me? Because this is just a total... I mean, just think about what I said about the Werehog controls in the Wii version. Have you read anything about that anywhere? Am I the only person on Earth who's noticed this problem?
Well, and here's the funny thing. The review on Game Daily for the Wii version, where they give it a 70, you know, a 7 out of 10,
right,
is one paragraph.
What?
That's the entire review, one paragraph.
God.
So how can, I mean, in the 360 ones, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 paragraphs. So it looks like they actually played the 360 version and they didn't love it, and they didn't play the Wii version and they said, oh, you know, 7's, you know, about normal, right?
Yeah, oh, we played the first couple levels. It's all right, I guess. I don't know. I just don't, like...
You know, yeah. I'm finding I have less and less faith in, you know, what reviewers have to say. If you're not going to play the entire game and give me an accurate... I mean, like, what you're pointing out, like, flat-out lies about the game, then obviously you didn't play it, right? I mean, I know when you and I review games, and I rarely do, but when I do, the reason... it takes me so long is because I want to be 100% accurate about everything
yes.
I say.
Oh, exactly.
And you have a few ideas. You're like, oh, I know. You have this idea of what the review is going to look like. But when you start writing, you're like, well, is that true? Are there really 49 levels or is there not? Or
right.
Is there really that? You
oh,
know,
gotta,
you
gotta
make
it up,
every
yeah.
little. Yeah, I make sure and I go through the game again to make sure every detail is right. Because I'd hate to be that douchebag that, you know, is. He's like, you know, what's this guy talking about? He's totally off on this stuff. I don't want
right.
to be that person, right? So that's what these guys seem like to me. It's like, oh, yeah, this version's great. You know, definitely buy the Wii version.
And even in this Eurogamer review, it says, you know, stripped of unnecessary narrative nonsense and forced to use new camera views and level designs. I'm just like, okay, the camera view for the Werehog in the Wii version is atrocious, okay? Anywhere I'd walk... it's like, it's only good one direction, okay? So if you're walking away from the screen, you know, it's pretty good because it's always zooming. But if you walk towards the screen, it never turns around. So you're always walking like, you know, so if you ever backtrack at all, yeah, it's horrible. And then if you, like, if you start to walk, like, to the right or the left of the screen, it waits until you're at the very edge of the screen and then starts panning the camera. But it doesn't even center the camera. It just keeps panning it with you at the edge of the screen. So, you know, there might be a ledge you can fall off of, but you won't know it because the camera doesn't look over there. You know, meanwhile, the 360 version actually has a fairly decent working camera. It's not perfect, but, you know, it's a lot better than that. And I'm just like, if someone were to play these side by side, they'd be like, yeah, this is way better. This is, like, 360 version is just heads and shoulders better than the Wii version. I just don't know what's going on. I'm just so weirded out about it. Because, like, just go watch internet gameplay, because I'm sure these levels are on the internet now. Watch gameplay of both games and just see what you think. See which one looks better to you. Knowing that I'm telling you, the controls for Sonic in 360 are much tighter, much more controllable, much better. It's a world of difference.
Yeah, I'd like to see somebody actually point that out besides you. It'd be nice.
Yeah, because otherwise it just seems weird. Like, oh, Ray's just blah, blah, blah.
Ray's crazy.
Like I said before, if something's better, I am willing to admit it. And this is exactly the case. Wii version was bad. I was first to admit, okay, Wii version is not great. I don't like it. You know, it's not worth it. And
well, I don't think you're crazy because, A, you've been a Wii fan above a 360 fan for a long time. And it's not like we're reviewing, you know, we're comparing a Sonic game to a, you know, Mario game or something.
Right, we're actually comparing game to game, which I play both of now, quite extensively, I might add.
Right. Probably more so than any of the reviewers that are actually reviewing these games.
Probably, yeah.
So, will you take your word for it, Ray?
All right. Well, folks, we could be here all night if I keep talking.
We definitely could.
Oh my gosh!
And we also have to make sure, we're kind of done with Unleashed at this point, and the next Sonic game
I won't talk about it anymore. I promise.
And we're not going to.
Something is not right in the reviewer world, though. I'm saying that right now.
Oh, I agree, but I also want to make sure we don't become, you know, 2-piece start Sonic Edition. So. Enough right. Sonic for now.
All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. We're running a little late today, so we'll keep Musical Misfits for next week. So join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.